Rump steak. Purged aubergine.
Yes.
Egg. Oh. Frittata. Ah, trick question. That's an asthmatic rattlesnake. Okay. Vinyl.
What's cooking on 95BFM?
Indeed, it's that time of the week where John and I get to take a break and get some guest selectors in, and we have Gareth and Ian from the Bleeders in studio right now. Welcome, gents.
Kia ora.
Hello.
How's it going?
Fantastic.
Yeah, pretty good.
What's the, we should probably get right off the bat, and what are the weapons of choice for you gents in the band? What do you play?
I play bass. I'm Gareth, by the way. if you didn't recognise my voice out there, yeah.
No, that's good. That's good.
And I play guitar, and that would be Ian, the other person that's here right now.
Mint. And what else is the Bleeders?
Another guitarist, a singer, and then a drummer as well. Yeah.
Five solid. Members.
Solid. Yeah. All right, well, we've got the sort of the upfront strings.
String section.
Oh, yeah.
You guys are playing Neck of the Woods on Friday.
Yes.
What's it in aid of for those people out there that may have missed the ad on PFM during the week? What are you doing?
So we've actually released a new EP. Yeah, what are we doing? Yeah, what are you doing? What do you think you're up to? Yeah. No, so we're actually releasing a new EP, which comes out on
Friday.
Here's the details, guys.
There's a couple of tracks out already, yeah.
Yeah, there is, actually.
Very, very good.
Oh, awesome, man.
Yes.
Yeah, we've been getting good feedback. But, yeah, so that's coming out. We're pretty excited about that. It's our first kind of recording in like 12 years. So, we've just taken it back to the raw kind of stuff that we're kind of known for. And, we're pretty happy with it.
So. Yeah, you get five whole songs on one side, and then you get the Bleeding Heart EP on the other side, so you don't have to get up after 2 minutes and flip the side.
That's on a record.
Yeah, it's on record.
On vinyl.
Yeah.
And was Bleeding Heart ever on a vinyl?
No.
Oh, so that's fucking mint.
Yeah, so basically we just did it so we could have it on vinyl.
Yeah,
and then
fair enough. Super selfish.
Yeah. Where did you get it pressed? Where's it pressed?
Sweden.
In Sweden, yeah. Yep.
Of all places.
Marston in Finland, and our friend Scotty in Sweden pressed it in.
Scotty, you know that guy.
He works at quite a flash pressing plant.
Yeah, apparently. He's sent us some
videos.
He's
killing it over there. He's got a good spot.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. Lovely guy.
Yeah, and they do great prices actually as well. Yeah.
Do they?
Yeah.
Hopefully.
No. Yeah, definitely, man.
Into it.
Yeah.
Pretty good. Nah, man, they definitely looked after us, man, and the turnaround was wicked as well, because we kind of came up with the idea and just went, boom, we're doing this, you know? So
cool. He probably chucked you to the front of the queue.
Yeah.
Yeah,
he may have chucked us a couple of cheeky marbles in there for the members, which is nice.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Brad.
Yeah.
Oh,
fuck up. Now, what sort of fanned the flames? Why have you guys, what sparked it up after 12 years?
I think, quite often we get hit up to do certain festivals and things like that, and we've always kind of turned them down a lot of the time, but... one of the ones that we have done quite a few times is the Tattoo Festival down in Taranaki, which we're doing on Saturday. And we just thought, well, if we're going to do more shows, we may as well have some new material. So Ian and I got riffing and kind of come up with some new stuff. And then it just kind of happened from there. We thought, well, we've actually got five pretty decent songs, so let's record them. And that gives us an excuse to, I guess, put them down on vinyl. So that's kind of what happened.
We had a beautiful writer's retreat earlier in the year up in Matakana.
Gorgeous, yeah.
Where George flew over from Melbourne. He lives in Australia, so it's quite hard to write and play songs without a drummer.
Yes.
So he came in and we just tutted around and made them all good and, well, to a level. And then, recorded them a couple of months ago.
I guess that's kind of the acid test, eh? Because you could write a song that you think is kind of mint on acoustic guitar or whatever, but when the drummer's in the room and it's all go, that's kind of when you know if it feels good.
Yeah, or failing terribly. Yeah. Yeah.
And he brings the power, man. Like, that guy he hits the shit out of the drums. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah, man. Yeah.
I was just trying to imagine this peaceful writer's retreat where you were writing Bleeder songs.
I could paint a picture for you. It was pretty much us in a lounge of an Airbnb, annoying the shit out of every neighbor in sight, like playing really loud music over and over and over and over again, the same five songs. So kind of a bit like that. Yeah.
Five stars?
Yeah.
We probably didn't get the five stars, but we gave them the five stars. So.
Let's get a track in her.
You guys are guest leading some music. You've chosen some Baroness.
Yeah. So, man, to be honest, this was kind of a choice that I made. I actually don't really listen to a heck of a lot of new music until it gets thrown in front of me by friends or something, and then I do. And this was a song a friend of mine in Wellington went, "Hey man, you should check this out." And I've since then bought the album on vinyl, and I thought it was a pretty rocking track. So,
word of mouth still works,
man. Yeah, man, definitely.
Just talking about having a few beers and singing sort of open mic.
Open mic and picture. Gareth was talking about.
Open mic and
picture
goes on Thursday night.
Yeah,
we've got the Bleeders in studio, Gareth and Ian from the Bleeders, who are performing on Friday night at Neck of the Woods. Sort of a rare occasion nowadays. Yes. Bit of a special occasion.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, the release of our new EP and Delete All supporting us. Nice. Yeah. That's going to be fun.
members of old band Nickel from a long time ago, people might remember, and Leon from Los Muertos singing.
I think this is probably one of those gigs where people that haven't seen people for a long time will get to see people too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
You guys will be one of those bands there.
So it is just like a reunion.
Old people seeing other old people.
I just fucking old mates, right? Yeah. Old mates from way back.
I quite like Nick of the Woods.
Yeah, it's a good venue.
Good little space, nice and cozy, good line of sight.
That's good. That's what we want.
Yeah. It's quite hard to choose a venue these days with no King's Arms.
Oh, there you said it, bro.
Yeah.
But Neck of the Woods, it seems like a good time, hopefully.
Yeah, it's going to be good.
Has anyone sort of like found another sort of King's Arms worthy venue out there, like maybe in the Burbs or anything like that?
The Brownsie?
The Brownsie. Get under the Brownsie. No, we haven't. I think like... I've seen some shows at the Hollywood Theatre in Avondale, which have been pretty sick.
Yeah, it's mint, right?
Yeah, it's a pretty awesome place to see bands. And again, nice high stage too. So, as you said before, good line of
get
sight.
A good view.
Did you go to a place where strangers out there?
Yeah, man. Yeah. Yeah, with the wax chattels.
It
was great.
Gear.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah, that was very nice. Very nice.
Good. And,
Should we play another one of your selections? Warthog.
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 Warthog, yeah. This is
Warthog. It could be pronounced Warthog.
Warthog.
Do you know it's not war? It could be Warthog.
Warthog.
I normally do this.
Warthog?
Yeah, I'd say Warthog.
Tell us about Warthog, Ian.
They're a band from New York, I think. I don't really listen to a lot of new music. We had to.
Here we go.
Had to select songs from this year, according to Angelo. So this is my one. And this is, one of the only good heavy bands that I've liked in a long time.
Just hit this R.I.P. King's Arms sting and we'll get into it.
The King's Arms is dead. Long live the King's Arms.
Will there be a few quick stops at the Bleeders gig at the Neck of the Woods?
A few quick starts.
Guys will practice up.
Yeah.
What is the gig going to entail? Are you going to play the new EP and then kick into some classics?
I think we've got a pretty good range. We're going to be playing the first two songs that got released to digital and stuff first, because the EP comes out, I guess, on the same day. So unless people up first thing in the morning, you know, chuck the old record player on, they probably wouldn't have heard some of the other songs. So, but we're gonna do a spattling of spattling. That's not even a word.
Paddling.
Spattling. Yeah, that's good. Okay. Yeah. Well, hey, it got across the line. Yeah.
Do you guys feel like the new stuff is a little bit heavier?
I think it's faster, but I think maybe that's just because I'm getting older now and it's getting harder to play fast stuff.
The arm doesn't go as fast as it used to. But it's definitely real fun to play. We just wrote stuff that was fun to play and fun on the ear holes.
So yeah, it's good.
Shall we get into this next tune by Boy Harsher?
Oh, Boy Harsher, yeah. Man.
You can talk about this one.
I can, a little bit. Angelo chose this. And that's the end of the night. to be fair, like this, my partner Rosie, she loves this band and she punishes this song all the time at home. So I've heard this song a million times.
It is a very good song,
but it is a good song. So so I'm loving it every time.
Looks like an epic coming up actually.
The 45 minutes.
7 minutes.
I just want to drop a hook in the water. If anyone does fancy heading along to the Bleeders on Friday night, we've got a couple of single passes up for grabs. You can text through 5395 if you fancy getting a mix on one of those.
Or is it technically a double pass as well? You could probably fuse it together.
Yeah.
I'm not that good at math.
Exactly.
Dive.
But before Dive. That, quite an epic track as well.
What was the one before?
It was Boy Harsha.
Boy Harsha with Pain. That was gnarly. Off the record, Lesser Man. And we are in the room with the Bleeders, we should say. Gareth and Ian, we've got the bass player and we've got the guitarist.
Hello.
Hello.
Oh, wait. Turn your mic on, man. We'll work better. Do that hello
back,
again.
Back
hello.
Hello.
There you go. Feels good, actually.
Yeah.
Playing Neck of the Woods this Friday, correct?
Yes.
Yippers.
Yeah.
Are you guys got one more band practice before then?
No, we smashed it all out in the last 4 days, which was heaps of fun.
Where have you guys been practicing / recording? Same place? Or?
We were actually out in this... I should remember the name of the place. We've been there heaps.
It's out in Penrose.
There's
a new practice space out there. Okay. Yeah, it's really good.
Yeah, it's a pretty good spot.
You can just go in there. There's a all of the things.
Everything you need, drum kit. Drum kit and a PA.
Yeah.
Yep.
And a PA.
Is it called Underground?
Underground, maybe? Or something like that.
Something like that.
The guy his name's Dave, and he's a bloody good dude.
Okay. Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And whereabouts was the EP recorded?
We did that at Roundhead Studios.
Oh, fucking
A. Yeah, man. So got to use the old Neve that's there that used to belong to the Who, which I'm sure you guys have heard that story a million times.
I've just been there and seen the cigarette burns.
Yeah, man. It's pretty awesome, eh?
Shit, yeah.
How quickly did you guys manage to record it at Roundhead?
Two days?
2 days.
Yeah, it was just 2 days, a quick in and out. And
professionals.
Just got the old Steve.
So you were trying to do the money sign.
So you're in the main room, up in the
basement. Yes, in the main fancy room on the fancy desk.
Yep.
The old Heartbreakers recorded like a mother on that desk, so that was pretty sweet.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And we got a good friend Steve Roberts to come up and engineer it, who he actually engineered the first EP that we did.
God, that's nice.
So that's kind of cool. So we, you know, got him back up. Yeah, man. Yeah,
we gave him another break, you know.
Yeah, good on you. He gave you a break. Yeah. Now you got the
record. Yeah. He recording us in 2 days, which was nice of him.
Awesome. Yeah. Well, we should go on a Bleeders tune, no doubt, or are we going to play...
Let's play the Stum Dum Boys and then Bleeders.
Okay.
Right on.
Good. Oh, yeah. Team meeting.
Was there a story behind the Stum Dum Boys selection?
Oh, one of Teatadu's finest. This band, this is actually obviously a reissue. Our drummer George picked this, and I'm going to be honest, I hadn't really heard too much from them before that, but have delved since then. Just awesome kind of punk rock... DIY kind of band from Teatatu, from the, I think this is 1981, and this has just been re-released, so yeah, it's a pretty cool track.
You can get it at all your favorite record stores.
Can you?
You can.
Is that guy still walking up and down Queen Street selling it, or is it? Because that was their old marketing approach to things.
So good.
So yeah, which is a great way to do things. Apparently, I don't know.
Especially because you can't. No, it's not like someone can just quickly listen to it on the spot. You have a record player on you, so really, it's about the sale.
Yeah, the salesman.
So anyone out there that's thinking about a comeback of portable record players, you know.
No, there's a few around. Reminiscing on some gigs. Reminisce with the Bleeders boys up here. About to play a somewhat exclusive Bleeders track now from the EP. About to come out.
Yes, comes out on Friday. This is the last song on the EP. Some people pronounce it XL, like an extra large, but it's Roman numerals for 11.
Oh, fuck. That's hard case because Pluto have released four, their record, and it's like Roman numeral, and it's like, what are we, is it called four?
IV.
Yeah.
Oh, look at you go.
Oh, getting on the
track.
Yeah,
that's the Takapuna schooling system right there. Yeah.
God damn it.
Should we say thank you very much for coming in this evening, Gareth and Ian?
Thank you.
Thanks for having us, man. It's been a blast.
From the Bleeders playing this Friday, Neck of the Woods, still get tickets. Where do people find them?
Under the Radar.
Under the Radar.
And it is actually an early show as well, because we're getting older
we're
now.
We're old, and so it's Gentleman's Hours.
No, but it's kind of Neck of the Woods.
Gentlewoman
as well. Yeah, it's what Neck of the Woods does, apparently. So.
Get in early.
Yep, get in early.
Doors open 7.
7. I think delete all at 8, and we're on at 9.
Yeah.
Good shit.
Yeah,
so Neck of the Woods, great venue.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. Is that a question?
No, I was just watching Big Harry maneuver across the room. We all broke eye contact with one another and wondered just what was happening.
Yeah.
Awesome. Hey, well, best of luck. People can pick up your EP. Where is it for sale? EP at LP?
Big Cartel. You can pick it up online and all good.
Shows.
Yeah,
shows. And maybe some record stores, I think, might have a couple. We only did 200. So they're probably all sold out. Yeah. Well, there's probably 198 still available. So
get in quick.
Hey, congratulations, guys.
Thank you.
For getting together and getting at it again.
Good. Awesome. Thank you.
Right on.
How do you push the thing? You're going to do
if
that
if you could
guy.
Just push the thing. Yeah.
Push the thing. Here we go.
Last track off the new EP from the Bleeders, ladies and gentlemen. You take this pain will never betray. A chance, you take.
That was What's Cooking on 95 BFM.